Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
He calls this a band-aid, and he says you need to be adding more funding and resources to border enforcement right now.
Well, Governor Abbott is not collaborating with the federal government.
I have outlined exactly what they need to do to begin to secure the border. And so any suggestion that Republicans are not working with them is just flat out false.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm with you. I would have loved to have seen the administration lean in on immigration from day one.
Why didn't
because,
they?
You know, you'd have to ask them that.
What I can tell you is this is a president has been working since day one to work on border security.
Working hard or hardly working?
I guess I should go down, but the whole point of it is I haven't had a whole hell of a lot of time to get down.
You know, maybe the tone of this will change when he goes to the county facility. But so far, I mean, this is very much a dog and pony show. Yeah.
Rump swabs, hacks and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. It is good to be here, and I think we'll be talking a little bit about the missing woman in Cohasset, who's looks pretty clear that she's been done away with by her husband, and it's a very interesting story. But I think, again, the larger story is a lot of these crimes that are being committed could be prevented if we were still putting people in jail, like the husband. And I know he was a white-collar criminal, so to speak, an art forger or a dealer in art forgeries. You know, and some would say that's a victimless crime. Well, I don't think it's a victimless crime if he rips you off. If he sells you something for $80,000 that's worth nothing, you're a victim if you got stuck with those paintings. And now his wife is certainly not a victim because he was out there. And the dead couple in Marshfield in their 70s killed by their son's friend who then fled Collins Avenue in Miami Beach when dyed his hair pink because he wanted to. By the way, I checked on him last week with the DA's office in Plymouth County. He's doing 90 days observation in Bridgewater. He's not going to be in front of a court until February. But you know, all these crimes that are committed, and they go on and on and on. There is no such thing as swift justice anymore. What would have been wrong with I got to check to see how this guy Walsh, if they took him into custody, the feds took him into custody today for violating his probation, because he was supposed to stay in his house, and then somehow we went to see his mother in Swampscott, but he got lost going to see his parents' house. His father's dead, and his father said, "I wish you well, but that's it." I mean, you think he was an SOB to the old man? You think he was an SOB to the whole family? If they cut you out of the will with those words, those kind of cutting words, I mean, that's worse than just saying, I'm going to give my boy Joe $5,000. I'm going to give Bob only $1,000. I mean, that's one thing. That's a knock. But if you say, "I wish you well," and that's it, that's really a knock with a capital K. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That guy in Cohasset sounds like the second coming of the Thomas Crown Affair, which was originally with Steve McQueen, based in Boston. I don't know about that. If Steve McQueen had been sucking on a helium gun for about 10, you know, a little while, that guy's you see the old pictures of him. He was in pretty good shape. Today in the court, when he's got that smirk coming out of a courthouse in Quincy, he looks like he's about 40-50 pounds overweight. He's got many multiple chins now. And by the way, what's the spelling of the name? Walshe. I'd never seen that spelling before. That's all I'm saying. I don't know what that's
Latest update is that police have impounded two trash trailers in connection. So it sounds like they may be
ominous.
Finding something.
844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
When I visited Kentucky to thank Senator McConnell for his bipartisan support, I assured him that no matter what Alex Jones says, we won't turn any turtles gay.
A little obscure, but I got it. You probably got it too. Okay.
When Joe Biden was asked how he felt about Kevin McCarthy winning in the 15th round, Joe said it reminded him of when he beat Joe Frazier in the 15th round.
It's only a matter of time till he becomes a boxer, till he becomes a polo player. You know, any kind of if he walks by a tennis court, he will have won some kind of. He would have played against Rod Laver at some point in his career. I was thinking of moving to Australia, but I didn't want to embarrass Rod Laver. That's the way his stories usually go with sports. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent on you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase.
Lovey, imagine if Andrea Mitchell had been covering some of these famous events in history.
That the only thing we have to fear is...
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this...
I did not have sexual relations with that...
Okay, that last one might be an improvement.
Do we have an update on Andrea Mitchell's condition? Because that didn't sound good, did it? When she, whatever you want to call it, on live TV the other day.
Is it just me, or does Ozzy Osbourne look more fit to run this country than Joe?
Anybody is more fit than Joe Biden to run this country. It's a sad state of affairs. And now, and again, the reason he went down to Texas to this so-called border, he got a little close to a border, not really the worst border, was because he wants to run for or Jill wants him to run for president again. I mean, it's so obvious, isn't it?
God, I hope Biden runs again in 2024. That way we can get him out of the White House and back in the basement.
I love it when he always says, well, I haven't had time to go to the border. Hey, we were talking about those telecommuting Gen Zers or millennials. He's taken more time off than any of them. He's 40% of his so-called presidency, he's been on vacation. Probably just as well, come to think of it.
Hey, Howie Carr fans. It's Harry Carey from Beyond the Grave with a question for you. Hey, what's the only thing worse than track? That's right, you guessed it. Field. What's the only thing worse than track and field? Another segment about Jim Jones Lyons as the GOP. Hey, Harry Carey here. Come to him.
I didn't get quite all of that, but I like the track and field line. It's an old one from the 70s. Probably before that. I just read it in the 70s.
If Governor Abbott wanted to make sure Joe Biden read his letter, he would have put it on a teleprompter.
He would have read it, but he wouldn't have understood what he was reading, though. That's the problem.
Wow,
wow, and they spent $53,000 investigating Clara Healy was a lesbian? Now, when a woman tells me that, I don't really care. She just doesn't like me, or it's true. But if you're that dedicated to find out, more power to you.
They interviewed 211 operatives of the AG's former employees of the Attorney General then, Mara Healy. 211. They started the investigation on October the 2nd. DoorDash deal was already down 30 points. I mean, he was doomed. I mean, it made no sense. And then to say, we're not going to pay for it, and you're going to have to go to some other guy who's going to pay you. I don't know who this... I do know who the other guy was. I redacted the name because we don't particularly feel like, you know, getting him in trouble. But, I mean... This is not possible to do legally what Jim Jones Lyons was suggesting. And if you want to check out the letter that Paul Frost wrote, the state rep who's also on the state committee, he's going to try to. He says he's going to confront Jim Jones Lyons tonight at his first meeting of the defeat tour out in Worcester. But he's gonna ask him these questions. How can you do this? If what the lawyer for the private investigator said is true and accurate about the sequence of events, and I believe they have the emails to back it up, I think these are violations of the state regulations and state laws.
I've heard the new shows with Adam Kinzinger on CNN will bring tears to your eyes.
Tears to your eyes. he likes to cry. He's a new age man. I think more likely to be for us, it would bring blood to our ears.
And now back to the new Odd Couple, starring Frank Luntz and Kevin McCarthy.
Kevin, my polls tell me that you're Speaker.
That's right, Frank, and it means there are going to be some changes around here.
Like what?
First of all, no Canadian nudists are allowed.
Aw!
And secondly, you can't have a hammer.
That's not fair! You have a gavel!
Has Renee Elmers, former congresswoman from North Carolina, been reached for comment? I know I'm getting a lot of risque, shall we say, messages about his former... close friend in the Congress, Renee Elmers. Not guilty, by the way.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time each weekday. The chump line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second chump line each day, we have one. It's called Chopped Chumps. Chopped Chumps, that's where we play the messages we didn't use just now. And you can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast around 7 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. The Chopped Chumps is the second chump line of the day. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase.
If Governor Abbott wanted to make sure Joe Biden read his letter, he would have put it on a teleprompter.
I think he would have been more likely to get a response if he'd bought a minute spot or a couple of spots on MeTV. Maybe Nickelodeon. Nah, not Nickelodeon. That's MeTV is the way for him to go. TV Land, perhaps. Although TV Land's getting into more modern programming from Joe Biden's perspective. Biden is still the president. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. The pre-election rally may be over. This is all the more reason for you to try to protect your assets. And that means tangible assets. In times of political crisis like this, historically, investors have turned to precious metals. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing right now is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 per ounce. A network analyst is predicting $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is Five Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for more than 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from runaway spend and tax federal government like the one we have now. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top 5 with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500 or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
Come on, G-Dope. I
want to
do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
In 2023, everyone needs Raycons. You get the perfect in-ear fit and a 32-hour battery life at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder their everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is how often do you read or watch stories on the royal family? Always, sometimes, or never?
Never.
67% say never.
Ooh, they got a boost in the last hour.
Megan heard about your poll question. She's recruiting.
844-500-4. You can still vote, by the way. Just go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Check out the top 500-odd earners at UMass, all the people who make over 220,000. There's over 500 making over 220,000. And I wonder how many of them telecommute. I'm guessing a large majority, very large. All right, 844-500-4242-508 says, when are you going to do the Let's Go Brandon Hour? You haven't done the segment since before Christmas. I haven't been on Monday since before Christmas.
Get ready, pal.
I had 2 Mondays off. I'm going to do 1 segment at 6 on the situation with the crackpot chairman of the Republican State Committee, Jim Jones Lyons, and being billed $53,000 for a private investigation of Mara Healey's sex life. I broke that story today, and we'll talk about that for a segment. And probably we'll go to Let's Go Brandon at 6:20. And if people really want to talk about that, which I kind of doubt, I don't think people are into what's going on with the Republicans, but they may not want to talk about it. We'll probably go at 6:20. Don't hold me to that if things go well. That's the thing I like about radio. I can shift
this
on a dime.
Pure Biden.
Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I got my I got my shrinkflation sheet ready to go, 508. Here it is. I'm holding it up for social media here. There's some good stuff in here, too. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We'll be back to talk about the horrible situation in Cohasset when we return. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
What are we doing?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. So, the guy, Brian Walsh, who's suspected in the disappearance of his wife on New Year's Day in Cohasset, he was in front of Judge Mark Coven today. Coven is one of these 70-plus-year judges who's back on recall. You know, they bring him in, and he sits in the court, and he just says, "Oh, you poor boy. Oh, it's so terrible what they're doing to you." Even Mark Coven, who's a terrible, terrible judge. His daughter, by the way, is a retired probation officer, and he was they were involved in the probation department scandal back in a few years ago. And she retired and from a $109,000 a year job and is now making a $54,000 pension. He has a huge pension, plus he's getting paid for coming back. He's the one who let all the hippies that blocked the highways, you know, I don't know, Black Lives Matter or whatever the hell it was, a few years back. He let them go with a pat on the head for screwing up everybody's commutes. That's the kind of guy he is. Even Coven had to give a $500,000 bail to this guy, and he's not gonna make it, obviously. And now he is awaiting sentencing. This is what gets me. He is awaiting sentencing in U.S. District Court in Boston for running three separate work scams, one of which involved selling two fake Andy Warhol paintings to a Los Angeles art collector. Authorities have said they do not see a connection between the Warhol case and the disappearance of Anna Walsh. Well, how about this for a connection? I can get away with anything else. Why can't I get away with this? You know? I knew about one scam because a Turtle Boy wrote about it last week. In 2017, he sold two fake Andy Warhol paintings for $80,000. He said they were worth $240,000 to an art dealer in L.A. They sued him over it, and he was charged in 2018. They agreed. Walsh agreed to pay, and his wife too, I guess, agreed to pay the guy back that they scammed for $80,000, but they only paid him back $30,000. You know why they stopped giving it back? This is what the gallery in LA that got ripped off. The Walsh's notified Revolver that they refused to pay any more of the money in retaliation for the gallery reporting their crime. Something's wrong here. I mean, and again, you could say, okay, this is white collar crime. There are no victims. The gallery's a victim. How about the people they were going to ship it to in South Korea? Are they victims? On November 7th, 2016, the assistant, the buyer's assistant, the guy who bought it in L.A. for the South Koreans, he flew to Boston and met Walsh to receive the paintings, providing him with a cashier's check for $80,000. This again, Turtle Boy. According to bank records, the cashier's check was deposited that day into an account Walsh controlled, and $33,000 was subsequently withdrawn in the following 14 days. They were living it up in Europe. They were living it up in... He pleaded guilty to one count each of wire fraud, interstate transportation for a scheme to defraud, possession of converted goods, and unlawful monetary transaction. He scheduled sentencing for August 2nd, 2021. Now it's January 2023, and they say that he's still waiting he's awaiting sentencing in U.S. District Court. I'll try to find out tomorrow what the hell the story is with that. I mean, I know what the story is. By the way, the Walsh family, they've been featured in Boston Magazine. You know who else Boston Magazine has recently featured as a really cool person? Monica Cannon Grant, the BLM grifter, who's now going to face charges probably sometime in 2025 for her scams. Boston Magazine really knows how to pick them. He was featured again in the Globe in an article titled "Where the Power Players Fuel Up," just like the Globe made Monica Cannon Grant this BLM grifter who said all the terrible things about Rayla Campbell and just a horrible, horrible human being. The Globe made her Boston Globe magazine made her the Bostonian of the year. So they've settled on the Walches. The Walches are the new, or Brian Walsh is the new Bostonian of the year, succeeding Monica Cannon Grant. 844-500. So he's apparently on house arrest. Now I'm reading he's on house arrest while awaiting sentencing on a felony conviction. On New Year's Day, he claims he drove to his mother's house in Swampscott and says he got lost. Oh, when's the last time you drove to your mother's house and got lost? Not because she's moved away to South Carolina or Florida. She lives in the area. He claimed that on January 1st, he went to CVS and Whole Foods and purchased items. Police reviewed surveillance video, and he never went there. He also had no receipts for his supposed purchases. On January 2nd, he told police he left the house to get his son ice cream, but surveillance at the Home Depot in Rockland had him purchasing $450 worth of cleaning supplies, including mops, buckets, tarps, and tape. Police then, this came out today in the hearing before Judge Coven. Police obtained a search warrant and found blood in the basement, as well as a knife that also contained blood. And now they're going after. What are they trying to get? Have they gotten search warrants for these two storage vehicles?
I believe they've impounded the trash trailers. We'll be going through them.
I think we're near resolution of this case. Again, at least the arrest and the finding of the remains. Sadly. 844-500-4242. The prosecutor who was in court today for Morrissey, the district attorney in Norfolk, said that the fact that Anna Walsh was not reported missing until January 4th gave Brian Walsh time to clean up, dispose of evidence.
Well, so apparently these trash trailers, they were in Peabody, but they were actually originally from Swampscott at his mother's condo complex.
Really? And now where are they?
In Peabody, I assume, to get dumped.
Peabody. By the way, his defense attorney, I'm just reading this right now, is Tracy Miner. She used to work for Bob Popeo in Mintz Levin. And do you know whose case she handled? One of the regulars in the Howie Carr pantheon of gangsters, Zip Connolly. She handled Zip Connolly's racketeering case back 15 plus years ago. Now, I guess. 844-500-4242. I wonder what other they say he was involved in three of these scams with art forgeries and such things. I wonder what the other two are. 844-500-4242. Let's go back to George Stephanopoulos with Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, and he's asking him if he's going to recuse himself from the investigations because he's a target of this kangaroo court, this guy who's now handling he's the special counsel in the January 6th or whatever the hell he's the special counsel in trying to get Republicans and make sure that they can't do any investigations. And maybe if he's lucky, throw Donald Trump in prison. That's what he's special counsel of. But Steffi Stephanopoulos, again, a Democrat operative who was in charge of lying about Bill Clinton's zipper problem. He was in charge of the Bimbo Eruptions Unit in 1992. Now he's all high and mighty, making $15 million a year to do the Democrat Party's bidding on the one of the networks that nobody watches anymore. Cut 14 to Rep. Scott Perry.
Speaker has also reportedly said that he's going to appoint a church-style committee to investigate the investigations. Since you're part of the investigation by the Justice Department, will you pledge not to serve on that committee?
Well, why should I be limited? Why should anybody be limited just because someone has made an accusation? Everybody in America is innocent until proven otherwise. And I would say this, the American people are really, really tired of the persecution and the instruments of federal power being used against them. We're talking about parents that go to school board meetings for the schools that they pay for with their taxes and having the temerity to question the curriculum. And then they're put on they're red flagged, or they're flagged by the Department of Justice and the FBI for attending a meeting. That's not what America's supposed to be about. That sounds like some tin horn third world dictatorship.
This is the same thing they did to Devin Nunes. Remember that? When he now works for Trump, but he was the congressman from California. He was the chairman of one of the intelligence committees. And so he was talking to Admiral Rogers, and they were finding out all the surveillance that the deep state had been doing on Canada Trump, President-elect Trump, and then President Trump. He goes to the White House to tell Trump what he's found, and all of a sudden Adam Schiff raises an ethics red flag against him, and he was taken off the board for 3 to 6 months from running the committee on bogus charges, and they never amounted to much. I mean, Schiff, and now it turns out that Schiff was trying to get an honest journalist banned from Twitter because he was reporting on their efforts to frame Trump on the Ukrainian phone call. I mean, if anybody should be under investigation, it's Adam Schiff. But of course, that's never going to happen because, hey, he's a Democrat. He's a member of multiple protected classes. And he's going to run for the Senate when Dianne Feinstein steps down due to her case of Biden's syndrome, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm so excited that the original My Slippers are back in stock. I have a pair and I love them. These slippers are the number one selling MyPillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wider sizes, and all new colors. And here's the best part. When you use promo code Howie, you'll save $90 a pair for what I call heaven on your feet. Their exclusive patented four-layer design makes these slippers ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they'll help relieve stress on your feet. They're designed to wear indoors and out all day long. You'll absolutely love my slippers, and now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Howie, or call 800-658-4965. Save $90 on the original My Slippers. That makes them only cost $49.98 a pair. It's a great buy for a wonderful pair of slippers. Only $49.98 a pair with the code word Howie. Quantities won't last long at these prices, so order yours right now. Go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
No one but Howie has the final word on mugshot models.
Guilty, 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 not guilty.
Police Platter Facts Friday, every Friday at 5:30 on the Howie Carr Show. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in a harp, screaming out the wall of nations in a war. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
.844-500-4242 508 says Perry should have stomped Steffi's lunch by saying, I'll recuse myself as much as you did in commenting on Donald J. Trump and Stormy Daniels, considering your role leading the bimbo eruptions unit for Bill Clinton. 603, it's so ironic how these idiots yell innocent until proven guilty until it comes to Donald Trump and anyone connected to the MAGA movement. Exactly. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Howie. This woman that was selling real estate in New York City, she must...
Washington. Washington,
Washington, D.C. Okay, D.C. She must have been making huge money working there 5 days a week. That's, very expensive realty in the D.C. area. And then, was she involved in the forgery business, or was it just the husband? I'm unclear on that.
I'm unclear too. I've read stories saying that she knew something about it, but she was never charged. I got to find out tomorrow what all of the status of all these investigations into Walsh. I mean, he's going to have bigger problems than art forgeries, I think, by tomorrow morning. But I would like to know. You know, he had the smirk on his face. It's a picture that's gone around the world instantaneously. It's on the front page of the New York Post website, or it was earlier in the day. I don't know the answer to whether she was involved in it or not. So I read somewhere she was, but usually when you have little kids, they always say, you can't put me away. You can put my husband away, but you can't put me away. I mean, that's the really sad thing here. They got three little boys under the age of six, and they won't say where they are, who's got them. They won't say if they're in the custody of children and families. You know, it looks like they're going to be orphans. You know, really, really a sad thing. This would happen to them, no matter what their father does or did. 844-500-4242. Remember when Dan Crenshaw was calling Republicans terrorists? Remember that? He didn't really mean it. He didn't really. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Cut nine.
Look, things get heated and things get said. Obviously, to the people who took offense by that, it's pretty obvious that it's meant as a turn of phrase metaphor. It's in the context of intransient negotiations. I've got pretty thick skin. I'm called awful, vile things by the very same wing of the party that I'm fighting. I was fighting at that moment, so I was a little taken aback by the
sensitivity.
Yeah, by the sensitivity of it, but. To the extent that I had colleagues that were offended by it, I sincerely apologize to them. I don't want them to think I actually believe they're terrorists. It's clearly a turn of phrase that you use in what is an intransient negotiation.
I got to remember that turn of phrase.
Top of mind. Turn of phrase.
Cut 13, James Comer. This is F. Chuck Todd, another Democrat operative with a press pass trying to put it to the Republicans. Cut 13.
But with respect to what we're doing, everything that we have requested, we have evidence to back up. There are emails and text messages that show Hunter Biden complaining about having to spend so much money keeping his dad up. I mean, that's a concern because Hunter Biden's only source of income were from our adversaries in China and Russia for influence peddling. So this is something that we should look into. This isn't political. We want to know, was the president truthful when he said he didn't have any knowledge or involvement of his family's shady business dealings? And once we determine that, we'll move on.
So, of course, you know, they had a lot less on Donald Trump Jr. than they have on Hunter Biden, because they had nothing on Donald Trump Jr. All they had was the fact that the Clinton people sent that Russian lawyer in after she was debriefed by Clinton operatives on Fusion GPS and sent him in to meet with Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner to try to set him up. That was nothing. But he spent how many hours? 36 hours under oath with Congress? I'm Howie Carr.